Yes, today in Nigeria, in 12 states across the 6 geopolitical zones, the Independent National Electoral Commission is going to further test the smart card readers. It is going to simulate a voting arrangement in wards across the 12 states in 6 geopolitical zones. And the idea is to now further test the card reader and to invite stakeholders to see for themselves how these card readers work, and also to generate confidence in the card reader, because for now we've been advertising the card reader in the media. We've taken the card reader to the National Assembly to demonstrate how it works, and we have carried mock tests in the federal capital, Abuja. But we intend to take it to the states so that whatever myth that may surround the card reader will be removed, so that people will have access to it, stakeholders will see how it works, and the confidence in the system will be generated. And at the end of the day, you know, people accept the card reader as something that is not a frightening or boogeyman, but something that will facilitate voting and add value to the electoral process on voting day.
Has INEC made provisions to meet challenges of malfunctioning of these card readers if they should happen on election day? And as you're doing this field test, will that be involved as part of the testing process?
Yes, it will. In fact, as a matter of fact, for the purpose of this election, we ordered for 182,000 of these card readers. Now, what we actually need for the elections are not actually more than 150,000 copies of the card readers, but we made allowance for spares and for redundancies, so that on election day, if a card reader malfunctions, we can use a spare. But for now, what we intend to do is to go out there and test these card readers for people to see. And even where we have a malfunction, like I said, we have spares to fall back on.
How are political parties reacting to this card reader? Because some of them express concern that the use could disenfranchise a lot of Nigerians.
Well, by the time we do the further field testing, and in the course of the field testing, we are also going to invite all stakeholders, including the political parties, the media, civil society organizations, and so on and so forth, to come and witness for themselves and see that clearly this card reader does not marginalize or disenfranchise anyone from the process. Rather, what it does is often take whoever presents himself at the polling unit, and then after authenticating the voter, and verifies him and facilitates his proceeding to cast his vote. That is what it does.
So how do you think people will repose confidence in the Electoral Commission to administer a credible vote, especially when people are raising doubt about these card readers?
Well, by testing these card readers further, what we are trying to say is that we have nothing to hide, and the process is transparent. People can come and see for themselves. And we believe that once a process is transparent, people will accept it and accept the outcome that is generated, you know, from that process. We believe that transparency, openness, you know, generates confidence. And that is why we want to file recourse in this field testing. And in the course of the field testing, like I've said, we invite the stakeholders themselves to come and witness for themselves how these card readers work. Now, before we went to the National Assembly, there were similar concerns. But we went there, tested the card readers in the full glare of television. Nigerians watched it. Members of the Senate, you know, brought out their permanent voter cards. They were, you know, authenticated, and they were very, very happy with what they saw.